About that hippie at the festival that gave me the doobie that is in my pocket, that's in my shirt, that's in my suitcase, that I'm planning on checking to my final destination, which is another festival with hippies and more doobies. So I don't really need the one that is in the pocket of my shirt and my suitcase, and I wonder if they'll find it, and I wonder what they'll do. Depending on their mood, well, they could put it in their pocket of their TSA shirt, or maybe they're disgruntled and just spark it where they stand, or maybe they will give it to their friend Steve the cop, who will then put it in his pocket and then give it to the Rasta that works at the Starbucks by gate 39, in hoping of continuing of receiving his free triple tall Americano shots on top, but he desperately needs the extra caffeine so that he can walk his miles and miles of luggage with his female German Shepherd that he named Ava Braun from that David Lindley song, or at least that song that Lindley does. I'm not really sure if David Lindley wrote it, he didn't. One thing is true, Steve the cop, he likes it. Or maybe he will simply throw the doobie in the trash to avoid all of the paperwork, complete pain in the ass. This is what is going through my brain as I exit the plane, walk to baggage claim and pray for a key change. But the suitcase never came, and I start to go insane as I pace around with visions of Guantanamo Bay. And no need to drool, man, everything is cool. They found case on the way to Istanbul, and I got it just in time. Put it on the next flight, everything's okay, I should have seen it the next day. But once again it never came, and once again I go insane because it's time to go. It's like an hour to the show without any traffic that I did not even time for. Now I've got road rage because it's my turn on the stage, and to stop and I smile because I suddenly realize that I'm wearing the shirt with the doobie in my pocket. It was never in my suitcase. I was wearing it the whole time.